since we all wear clothes and we're all affected by the garment industry, after getting news in my inbox from London that reflects a diverse, multi-generational interest in sustainable fashion and the value of upcycling, what I saw was very interesting, and I'm excited to share that with you today in this episode. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. Today and every day, countless products and practices in your home impact your well-being, often in ways that you don't even realize. Did you know that living more sustainably begins with knowing what's inside your home and what you need to get rid of and what we need more of? I know you want to live well and maintain your health, but have you ever paused to consider that the products and practices that are in your home might be undermining those goals? Years ago, before sustainability became a marketing catchword, I wanted to live healthier. I wanted to live a fulfilled life. And it wasn't until I connected the dots and became aware of what I was doing every day that had an adverse effect on my wellness. After doing years of research, it finally made sense. I came to the conclusion that the path to healthy, sustainable living, it starts with knowing how to make certain changes in our homes. Sustainable swaps for toxic products, clothing, and foods are very simple solutions. But instead of you spending hours Googling and buying products you think are healthy but aren't, it's so important to have someone guide you through this journey. I'm here to ensure you sidestep all the misinformation that's out there. Let's sit down and do a healthy home audit, a one-on-one call to get you on the path to sustainable living without the overwhelming confusion. Email me right now at support@startlivingsustainable.com so we can put together a personalized plan and optimize a healthier, safer home for you and your loved ones. I spent a week in London years ago, but I still remember the double-decker buses and the black taxi cabs. But more than the rain, and there was a lot of that, and standing there watching the changing of the guards in front of Buckingham Palace and all of the other sights and sounds, High Street was the one place in the 1980s and the 90s where disposable fast fashion was in full abundance and on full array. And I brought my fair share of garments. I bought outfits that were oversized jackets with shoulder pads, high-waisted jeans, and platform shoes. That was in style then. You know, we love bringing back souvenirs and other kinds of keepsakes to remember the time we spent in whatever vacation spot we might be on. I didn't keep anything from that trip to London, or more likely, it didn't last or hold up. Yet, I still have vintage pieces of clothing my grandmother gave me from the 1950s and 60s that are still in good condition all these years later. I'm reminded of Deuteronomy 32:7, where it says, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of all generations. Ask your father, and he will inform you, your elder, and they will tell you." You know, the question is, what are we willing to learn from the wisdom of the past. Well, there's value in longevity for one thing. And so whether it's clothing or people, be mindful and thoughtful of how you use them. To that end, Vogue World, which is a community organization associated with the Vogue magazine, kicked off London Fashion Week a few days ago in celebration of UK's rich cultural scene. You know, just like here in America, over in London, they're also looking to secure a more positive image after a challenging few years in the wake of the pandemic. You see, the global fashion industry was being scrutinized, and rightly so, for promoting mass consumerism, unfair labor and hiring practices, unsafe working conditions for garment workers, and just plain old greed and wastefulness. It's no wonder these are charitable events in an effort to muster up some really good PR with celebrities in attendance. There was one thing I thought was worth noting from the email I received. Three generations, I'm calling sustainable style champions, who chose to wear secondhand pieces and upcycled gems over the new pieces from the season. Among these three were artists Twiggy Lawson, Rita Ora, and Wisdom K. And by the way, if you haven't listened to episode 9, go back and listen to it. It's 5 sustainable fashion personas. Which one are you? I think you'll find it very interesting and relatable. Twiggy was on the red carpet, and she's 73 years old, and she wore an iteration of a red velvet Tom Ford for Gucci that was made back in 1996. It was a pantsuit. She sourced it on eBay, and she styled it in her own little way with a dapper bow tie. She also chose to carry a vintage handbag, again, sourced via eBay, to perk up her slice of fashion history. Twiggy is a legendary swinging 60s British model that appeared on a cover of American Vogue back in 1967. I read that her birthday actually is today, so she's just turned 74 years old. Twiggy was flanked in this image on the red carpet by fellow eBay sustainable style champions, Rita Ora and Wisdom K. Rita Ora, I had not heard of her. She's 30-something, and she's also British. She's a British singer and songwriter. She rose to prominence in 2012. She wore this pre-loved black Alaia gown with jazzy eBay bangles on her wrist. Now, when you hear pre-loved, I love that word because Shift and Season, my collection, we do Love Again jeans. It's the same concept. It's about using something that had already been worn or used and redoing it, repurposing it, making it new again. And so that is one effort in recycling and reducing waste. And then there were three. Wisdom K, that's his name. He's a 19-year-old male Nigerian-American model and TikTok personality, I guess, known for his fashion-related videos. As such, Vogue considers him one of the best-dressed guys out there. He also wore pieces that he found shopping on eBay. So what does this tell us about this cross-generational appeal of eco-friendly choices and how each generation looks at this movement? Because there is a generational interest in sustainable fashion. When you look at the big picture, more and more people from all generations are making eco-friendly choices. The silent generation, which were those that were born back in 1928 through 1945, when they thought about sustainability, there was a connection to frugality and making do with what you had. and they value quality over quantity and buying long-lasting pieces. And they were used to reusing and repurposing. Really, they were the original recyclers, so we can thank them for that. Baby boomers born 1947 through 64, the boomers were the advents of the environmental movement in the 60s and the 70s, valuing sustainability. And they have this sentiment for vintage. They value vintage and heirloom pieces. And interestingly enough, they learned this from the generation before them. And I'm finding that the newer generation is also picking up some of these same values, taking care of something that maybe your grandmother or your mother gave you. And then there's the Gen Xers born 1965 through 1980, and they bridge the gap from the introduction to fast fashion now over to sustainable consumerism. And the Gen Xers are the ones that are really pushing the envelope when it comes to thrifting and secondhand shopping. They were the early adapters of sustainable fashion, and they're all about eco-friendly materials. The millennials, born 1981 through 1996, they're the ones that are truly driving the sustainable fashion revolution. They are advocates for transparency, for ethical sourcing and manufacturing. They're also the ones that's embracing technology for sustainable solutions, including apps, platforms, and other online communities, including eBay. The trend in this generation is towards minimalism, and they are all over the capsule collection and wardrobe. And I like that about the millennials. The Gen Zs, these are the ones born 1997 through 2012. They are all about DIY. They're the generation that's wanting to customize and upcycle whatever they can get their hands on. And the importance of this generation is that they are eco-conscious, and they are making decisions based on the ethics of brands that they're researching or they're hearing about from friends. And they're driving this viral trend promoting sustainability on social media platforms like TikTok challenges and Instagram thrift hauls. And the rise of the sustainable influencers are great among young eco advocates. These are the ones that are really pushing the envelope. Now, the Generation Alpha, these are the younger ones that are born in 2013 and later. They have an early exposure to sustainable concepts via media and education. They're learning about it in school because their teachers are oftentimes millennials who are really all about sustainability. And the Generation Alphas, they have the potential to really push the trajectory of sustainability into the future because they're driving a lot of the current trends that are in the news and becoming popular. Now, what I do want to say is that the older generations, it's really our responsibility to share with the younger generations the things that are valuable and help them to understand how to reduce waste, adapt new habits, and make smarter choices than maybe we did. So just to wrap this up, sustainable fashion is really cross-generational. I'm seeing it all over the place. I'm seeing it grow, and the momentum for sustainable fashion is something that people want more of. So that's promising for the future of eco-conscious consumerism. I believe it's not a trend. I believe it's here to stay, and it's going to become the standard. And the best part about it is that it's healthier for us, both mind, body, and spirit. Go ahead and jump on board and learn what we can now. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.